You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is the Gym Class 4-8 Friday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass as we take you through a Friday, get you ready for the sports weekend as NFL Saturday games. There'll be a triple header coming up tomorrow. We've got it for you right here on KGYM, and we'll tell you more about that. We'll take a look at that. We'll take a look at other things coming up this weekend as well, and talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll also have your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It is the latest edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We've got the panel. We'll get together in about a half hour or so. We'll pick 6 games. You hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and whoever has the best weekend, you will get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Love to hear from you today. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. 1600 on a, I'm not going to say chilly, it's a cold Friday afternoon, Mark, in eastern Iowa. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And am I required to take my gloves off to participate?
Don't have to.
Okay, thanks.
Don't have to. You can, you know, you can go gloveless or gloved. Do you have shorts on today, Ben? Okay, Ben's got shorts on. He's one up on us. Now, you are a guy that wears shorts well into cold weather.
Every day of the year at home.
Well, at home, but you're not at home right now.
No, and I don't have shorts on.
I think you made a wise...
It's a comfort thing, right, Ben?
It's a comfort thing. He's not paying attention to you. He's not paying attention. It is comfort. He gave you, yeah, comfort, comfort, yes. Ben says comfort. All right, 319-366-1600 as we come your way here from our Circa Sports Iowa studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. That here taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Friday on KGYM. 319-366-1600 as got a lot to talk about. Bowl season is underway, Mark. Happy bowl to you out there. And if they're all as good and as captivating as the Bahamas Bowl was, we're going to have a good bowl season. Insert your own joke here about the number of people there, by the way.
That was a good game. UAB outlasting Miami, Ohio, 24-20. And right now we've got UTSA and Troy going at it. Really an underrated game, I think.
Yeah, this might be one of the better ones of the bowl season. And right now it is all Roadrunners, Texas San Antonio, taking on Troy. This is the only battle of conference champions, by the way. And right now it is 9-0. The 11-2 25th rated Roadrunners leading the 11-2 Troy 9-0. I felt bad for the Miami kicker today.
Yeah.
Missed the extra point on the first touchdown, and it basically, and I don't know if the Red Hawks would have won, but they would have taken it to overtime more than likely. And of course, what did they say? What did Steve Levy say just as he was getting ready to swing the leg and go through the extra point try for the very first time today? What did Steve Levy on ESPN say? He hadn't missed one all year. Oops. And I just thought of it. I was looking down at something. I was getting ready for the games tonight. And I go, he's going to miss it. Look up. Up. Missed.
Yeah.
Poor kid. Poor kid. And for those folks of the persuasion that these games don't mean anything, did you see the outpouring of emotion for both teams at the last play?
Oh, yeah.
Of that game today?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me this thing doesn't mean anything to people.
Yeah.
So, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class from KGYM. And, yes, Cameron, the Battle of Waterloo going on up at Young Arena. And Albert and Prairie, yes, it was a good match.
34-32 as Prairie got the win in that one as they are underway with day number one of two up there at Young Arena. We're going to talk a little high school sports with Jeff Johnson coming up in just a couple of minutes. Some high school basketball is another big slate of games coming up this evening. And I'll be out at Kennedy and Prairie tonight on CRM Live Sports, and that will get underway at 5:45. It's a girl-boy doubleheader coming up tonight with the girls' game up first, followed by the boys' game. And Steve Dozier will join me, and then Ryan Lersman will join me for the second one.
You get two for the price of one. Do you? I think we've talked about this in the past. You like the doubleheaders?
They're necessary.
ADs really like it because you're missing a gate. Pretty much, right? Somebody's missing a gate.
Yeah, but you almost double your gate.
That's true.
You get big crowds for these games, the double headers, because you got both. Usually, you're right. They split up the boys and the girls games, and
small schools do it all the time.
Well, the CIML does it too.
Yeah,
they have girl boy double headers each night that they play. So, I think it's becoming more and more prevalent, and I think we're going to have more and more of them as far as the big schools are concerned, so I think they are here to stay. We've got this game going on now. We've got more games to pick. We'll do that with the Emil's Hideaway pick six coming up in just a little bit. We got a whole ton of games coming up starting tomorrow. Four games along with three NFL games. Don't forget about the B1AA tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good one in 1AA football tonight as well with North Dakota State in action.
Yeah, that'll be a good game. And chock full of football tomorrow and into Sunday. And why not stay in the house and put your shorts on and watch some football?
Incarnate Word at a 12-1 goes to North Dakota State.
They score a lot of points.
Yeah. North Dakota State's got a good defense, though. And it is played in a dome. Keep that in mind. Because it's going to be 23 degrees and snowing tonight outside. Will not be that way inside, though. But that's going to be a good game tonight. It's going to be a good game. And then South Dakota State and Montana State, going to be another good semifinal. And Division III will have their championship game tonight as well. The Stag Bowl is being played on the campus of the Naval Academy tonight. And, of course, Wartburg came so close. North Central and Mount Union going at it tonight in the Division III National Championship game.
Yeah, those are fun games. And we talked about the Junior College National Championship yesterday, of which Iowa Western won. And there's good players everywhere. We've said that before in different regards, but you just see some good players. Not only at the FBS level, but the games that you talked about.
Mark, you're sitting down. I can let you know about this. You have made your splash into the off season for the Minnesota Twins. It has just come down the line here.
It's not Swanson, is it?
No. Congratulations. The Twins have added Joey Gallo.
Oh, God.
Coming off a 160 season in which he hit 19 home runs for the Yankees and the Dodgers. Congratulations, Mark.
I'm sure that's going to please our fellow Twins fan, Jeff Johnson, as well.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing. It's just kind of funny.
Gallo, Swanson.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. Triple header in the NFL coming up tomorrow for you, and we've got all three games for you right here at KGYM. 11:30 with the pregame for game number one at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. It'll be the Vikings. They're only a 3.5-point favorite over the Indianapolis Colts. That line surprises me a little bit out there, but boy, I would think the Vikings would be in good shape for that one. That'll be followed by the Ravens and the Browns. No Lamar Jackson, but Huntley is back for the Ravens. He is out of concussion protocol. He is going to play. And then tomorrow night, in the snow, it'll be Miami and Buffalo. They're expecting up to 9 inches of snow tomorrow night during the game, which will be great. Bring it on, baby.
We'll see how Tua does. A lot of talk about Tua in this game going from Miami to Buffalo, and his comments were, oh, we got snow in Alabama too, but very few places like Buffalo. And I'll be tuned in. It'll be a very interesting game. And kind of touche, Scott. Your White Sox have just acquired.
Oh, who do we get?
Well, it's not Joey Gallo. It's Andrew Benintendi.
Oh.
On a 5-year deal.
5 years?
Yeah.
Really? Five? 5 years. Well, I liked it until you said 5 years. Maybe three.
Yeah.
I like that better than Joey Gallo, though.
Yeah, I would say so.
319-366-1600 here in the gym class. Matt in Cedar Rapids says, thank you, Dodgers, for not re-signing Gallo. Congratulations, Mark.
Man.
And Cyclone Tim weighing in, there's no such thing as good shape when it comes to the Viking defense. And I'm sure that Mark is smiling on that comment.
Not necessarily smiling, because I think the Vikings have a lot of components to go far, but the defense is not one of them.
It's got to get better.
Yeah.
It's got to get better. Brock mania continues after last night. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson coming up here in just a moment. But the 49ers, they are pulling plays from the Bill Walsh playbook, the double fake screen to each side, middle screen. In case you missed it, it was all over Twitter today. That was an old Bill Walsh play. Joe Montana was running that back in the day. Worked last night for George Kittle and Brock Purdy. They hooked up twice. Brock Purdy is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, Mark.
Will Brock Purdy be a week one starter in 2023? Yes or no? Notice that doesn't say in San Francisco. Will he be a week one starter in 2023? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Highway 1 West is where you can find Steve Anderson and his crew.
I think Brock's story is great. I still am not sold on Brock being an every day starting quarterback in the National Football League. I think he's a great backup guy, great locker room guy, great leader out there. San Francisco 49ers did not draft Trey Lance in the first round and pay him all that money to have him sit behind Brock Purdy. So it's not going to be in San Francisco. I agree with you there, Mark. Could be somewhere else, though.
If he takes him to the Super Bowl?
He's still not going to be the 49ers quarterback. I'm sorry, Tim. I am poo-pooing that. He's not going to be the... Trey Lance is there. Trey Lance.
So is Garoppolo.
Well, Garoppolo's probably not going to be there next year.
Purdy's a great story. For the umpteenth time, he's in the perfect system. Not asked to do too much. Fortunate, at least last night, to have George Kittle on the receiving end of things, creating yards after catch. But Purdy executing those passes very well. Cyclones to Hawkeye.
Oh, they talked about that afterwards.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. And I don't know if Seneca Wallace ever threw a touchdown pass to a Hawkeye, but or Sage Rosenfels.
Well, you have to do some digging on that one.
Yeah. That's what our listeners do.
If you have the answer, let us know. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. Plenty to discuss. We'll talk some corridor hockey. We'll talk some high school basketball. We'll talk with Jeff about the breaking news of the Twins, Mark and Jeff's team signing Joey Gallo. We'll talk about all that when we come back here in the gym class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it is going to be a cloudy, cold, and windy day. We are going to have some light snow showers and flurries, only leading to some minor accumulation, but still could lead to some slick spots out on the streets. Otherwise, temperatures are going to be in the 20s, wind chills will be in the teens, and as we head into tonight, we'll have cloudy skies, could be some flurries around still, temperatures drop down into the low teens, and wind chills will be around zero tomorrow morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code COON. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from money lines to point spreads to player props. You can combine those bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. They have live betting. You get updated odds on games that have already started, and you get your winnings paid fast, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code COON for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code KUHN. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa, first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's almost that time of year again. What time is that, Clayton? Christmas time, you silly goose. It's our Love Local Sale. You got it, Joe. We have fantastic deals on everything, from diamond studs to engagement rings. Are we still giving away those big TVs? You bet your sweet bippy. We got 65-inch TVs, Apple AirPods, Nelson Meat Market gift cards, and more. Till Christmas, it's our Love Local Sale. Come see us at Siepke Hoyt Jewelers on the corner of Collins Road and First Ave. Siepke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020, large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At IowaOpioidHelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit IowaOpioidHelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Always good to talk a little hot stove here during the break. Mark and I trying to put together lineups for our teams going into this year. Good thing to do on a wind chill 9-degree day in mid-December, right?
Yeah. Good news for the Twins. Christian Vasquez's deal has been finalized. He'll be the new catcher for the Twins. I'm kind of excited about that.
You should be. I think that's a good move. That's a good move. A couple of texts here. I am not hating on Brock Purdy. I am not a homer. I am not hating on Brock Purdy. Just giving my opinion. I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League next year. Just my thoughts. Mitch Trubisky says 77-69. Oh, that's evil. That's evil. Just speculating, what if Brock Purdy had a similar trail to Nick Folk a couple years ago?
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. Let it all play out. Enjoy it right now if you're a 49er fan. Enjoy it if you're Brock Purdy. Enjoy it if you're a Cyclone fan, right? That's all you can do.
Absolutely. Side note, 49ers clinched the division.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They are in the playoffs, and they're going to be a tough out. No doubt about that. Jeff Johnson joining us right now. Give him a follow on Twitter. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. And always has good things on the back burner right there. And also, joyous Twin fan at this moment with the signing of Joey Gallo. How you doing?
Why you got to be hating on Brock Purdy, man? Come on.
Do you think he's going to be the 49ers starting quarterback next year?
Probably not. No.
Well, then I'm not hating on him.
I know. I'm just kidding you. So, the Twins made the big splash today, huh?
That's
Joey
huge.
Gallo.
Hey, he can only go up, man.
No comment.
Mark did not like the signing, by the way.
No, I knew.
I don't either. Just another swing and miss guy that, you know, hits a couple of home runs every now and then.
So, yeah.
Twins love those guys.
Did you get lost Wednesday night?
I'm still trying to recover from the spectacle that was bowling night in America.
You took it in, man. And if you got, if I have to have you on retainer to come there so I bowl extraordinarily well, I will do that.
I said all it's going to do is cost you beer. So, you know, you tell me. I'll be there next week after what I witnessed, you know, Wednesday night and your superb bowling exhibition there. That was impressive, Scotty. That was impressive.
Thank you. It was majestic.
You're welcome.
All right.
It was majestic. Yeah.
Well, it's we are, what, 2-3 weeks now into the new basketball campaign here, and some good stories out there, certainly. It's still very, very early as far as the season is concerned, but, you know, you're starting to see some teams develop, starting to see some individuals step up. I know you wrote about the good folks up in Monona area today with MFL Marmac and Eric Detbarn, and they're off to a fine start up there.
Yeah, 7-0, and I did not realize he was a Marion guy, or I think a Linmar to be specific.
Yes.
So, yeah, ended up, you know, getting a job up there. Coach Rafe LaFrance back in the day at MFL, and, you know, he's been there for, this is his 36th season, and he's done a great job. I think they've been to the state tournament 4 or 5 times under his watch, and, you know, they've got a good group of athletes up there right now, and he's taking advantage of it with a good basketball team this season.
What about locally? What have you seen locally out of on the boys' side?
Kennedy's far and away the best team.
Yeah,
not even close, honestly. And you know, things can change, but I mean, these Cougars are really, really good and good enough to make it another deep run in the state tournament and. I think Scott and I were actually talking about this the other night. I think you could contend for a state championship, honestly, because they've got about everything you need. I mean, they've got exceptional guard play. You know, Dolphin and Reed and Kenzie is a great point guard, and every, you know, great team starts with a great point guard. Kennedy has that. Got some got some size as well. Maybe a little inexperienced, more or less, but there's still some good size there, and they play a scrambly, you know, pressure trap kind of defense that, you know, takes teams out of what they want to do offensively, and there's tons of depth there as well. So Kennedy's got everything, and this is a really, really, really good basketball team, and, you know, encourage folks to get out and watch any Metro team on, honestly, but you know, to me, Kennedy's by far the best team around here.
Now, with that being said, Xavier may very well start the season number one in 3A too.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting when they match up. Was able to see Xavier last week against Linmar. You know, that's the team you figure they get off to a slower start just because, you know, there's a number of football guys that, you know, play on the basketball team as well. But they also have, you know, Yamokoski, Joe Bean. I mean, those guys are basketball-only guys, so, and they're the two main drivers of that team. So, you know, Xavier's played very, very well and beat, you know, good 3A competition so far this season. And, you know, you would certainly think would improve as it goes along here. You know, certainly a club that I think will factor in the 3A equation. Scott, you're 100% right. Looks like the Saints are legit, you know, as well.
Are your ears still ringing from that morning promotion down at the Extreme Arena for the Heartlanders earlier this week?
Yeah, my week's pretty much been kids shrieking and bowling pins falling. So. I didn't have much hearing to begin with, but yeah, it's totally gone now. But yeah, that was a good promotion and a pretty smart one. Honestly, I think, Mark, when you look at You know, in the ECHL, they play a number of weekday games, and they don't draw well for obvious reasons. And, you know, the Heartlanders and, you know, minor league teams in general, hockey teams in general at different levels, you know, kind of you have this promotion where, they try and get a lot of school kids, in there to for a weekday game, and it worked out great with the Iowa City, Community School District, and there are a ton of fifth grade kids there, and they seemed to have a great time, and it was really a bizarre environment because you had them all on one end of the rink, and then virtually no one else there. So the players, I think, enjoyed it. You know, said they fed off the energy of it, and it was a good promotion, and I think one that certainly will continue, in the future for the Heartlanders.
Well, we've seen it in minor league baseball for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Same kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have a deal with some schools to get out there and, let the kids have a nice day together, out of the classroom. So, yeah, it only makes sense, 100%. You're right, and we have seen it in baseball, and obviously now it's carried over to hockey as well.
Year number two for the Heartlanders, and how is it compared to year number one? I would imagine much smoother, been there, done that, as far as the second campaign is concerned. And then on the ice, how's that going so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new general manager and CEO, Tom Hamilton, who, is somebody that's been in the Hy-Vee chain and been store manager and things like that. He's from the area, and he took over, I think probably in an attempt to try and get a few more sponsors on board and things like that. So, tennis has been, I haven't checked over the last 2-3 weeks. They had their biggest crowd ever to start this season, and then attendance has kind of waned from there. But it is what it is. They're trying to grow hockey there in that market down there, and they have a lot of competition certainly with the University of Iowa sports. But product. I mean, they're last in their division, but they're very competitive right now. In the ECHL, they always call it the ever-changing hockey league because you seem to have a player move every single day. Frankly, guys coming up or going up to the AHL or, being shipped out, other guys signing, it's not a steady roster by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a lot of respect for Derek Damon, who's in his first year as a head coach. He's a great hockey guy. He knows the league. He played in it. And, he's kind of put together a team that's based on, real good skating speed. And that's kind of where everything starts with them. And they've lost a ton of overtime games and shootout games. And, they can start turning around some of those. And, they can start climbing up the standings and maybe put themselves into playoffs. Position by the end of the season.
As far as the Rough Riders go, I thought a very interesting piece that you wrote, and Mark Carlson, the coach and wears many hats with the Rough Riders, seemingly saves every lineup card that he's ever put out. And one line, 1 year, they have all made the NHL. Now, I'm kind of a novice hockey guy. Is that like Colonel's outfield all make the major leagues? I forget if they ever played at the same time here. Eric Davis and Paul O'Neill and Cal Daniels back in the Reds days. Is it akin to that?
Yeah, I'd say so. Maybe even a little more impressive, honestly, Mark, because these are younger kids hockey wise. And when they were here, what were they? 17, 18, 19 years old, maybe things like that. I don't remember. This is the first time I can certainly remember in Cedar Rapids of something like that happening, and I don't think it's a rare occurrence, frankly. And I mean, those three kids, I mean, it's pretty crazy, when you look at Ross Colton, You know, who's won a couple Stanley Cups with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Adam Gaudet was another member of that line, and he went on from here and won the Hobie Baker Award as college hockey's top player at Northeastern University. He's played a couple hundred-plus games in the NHL. And, you know, then Cal Burke was the last one on that line who got his first call-up, you know, a couple weeks ago for the Colorado Avalanche after playing it here and then at Notre Dame. So, yeah, pretty special thing. I know Carly was pretty impressed by it himself, and I was impressed that, like you said, I mean, he's got all these lineup cards, you know, literally the card that he holds in his hand during games to make line changes and things like that. Yeah, he's got a ton of them. I'll have to ask him if he's got some going all the way back to the very first season here, 99-2000.
Yeah, off to a little bit of a slow start. Still 500 right now, the Rough Riders are. There are a couple teams that are kind of really jumping out, Fargo and Chicago in the East anyway. But there's only one team under 500, and that's Madison in the East. So Rough Riders aren't, they're still hanging tough right now as far as the standings are concerned.
Oh, yeah, and there's a long way to go, and I think they're at seventh place out of eight teams in the Eastern Conference, but they're only six standings points out of second place. So, a lot of things can happen, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this team gels, kind of moving forward. And they've had a lot of moving parts with injuries and things like that, and, some trades and some pickups of other guys. So, you want to be playing your best hockey, obviously, no matter what level you're at. Late in the season, and I think that's the goal, no pun intended, for the Rough Riders.
Let's turn to baseball for a minute. You're a big baseball guy, and there's been a lot of wheelings and dealings in Major League Baseball. Judge stays with the Yankees, and Correa heads to the West Coast, and on and on and on. What deal maybe surprised you more than any other?
Aside from the Joey Gallo, by the way.
Yeah.
I just think the 9-year, 10-year, 13-year contracts is what surprised me.
And yeah.
It's insanity to me, guys. It just really is. And I don't get it. It's win at all costs, and there are some organizations, in MLB that have that money and to spend and that kind of mentality. And, that kind of played out here with this free agency and the Padres, the Giants, the Yankees, on top of Judge, they get Carlos Rodon. Sorry, Scott.
That's all right.
Just signed a 6-year deal, I think, yesterday. So, I mean, it's just more proof that, there is a huge gap between your big market teams and everybody else. And, like I said, the length of the contracts, I don't think that's good for the game at any stretch. And I'm not an NBA guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I think, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, that max contracts are only 4 years, something like that. And that gives, other clubs to an opportunity maybe to get, some marquee free agents in that time frame. And in Major League Baseball, I mean, that's not going to happen. And, that's pretty much it. Carlos Correa at age 41 making, what, $30 million a year?
He is a perfect example. As a Twins fan, I thought 10-year offer from the Twins was a stretch. I mean, you think about it, a 5-year contract for these guys, and I know they want longevity and they want security, but in 5 years – what's $20 million today could be $30 or $40 million,
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And what if, I don't know, the Giants are bound to that. I mean, he's got no trade on top of that. Right. So, it's not like they can just deal him off if things go awry, but, apparently, all these smart guys in the game now, and apparently that's uh, that's what they want to do. So
I didn't know Juicy Lucy's were that good in San Francisco. One of Clay's favorites, by the way.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I thought he did everything that I had a lot of respect for him, Mark, what he did last year. I think he with Minnesota. I mean, he played hard. He played virtually every day, and by you know, most accounts, all accounts, he was a leader in that clubhouse. So, you know, crazy that he couldn't get a long term deal last year. He signs basically a 1 year deal. Now he's a year later, he's signing for $13 million essentially for the rest of his career.
Yep, so. Dude is set. And Brian Dinkelman will be back for the Colonels. You reported, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's not official, but, you know, my sources, I hate using that phrase, but I've heard it from a couple, three people that, yeah, he's going to be back. I have no idea the coaching staff that he'll be surrounded with, but, you know, Dick's a great guy personally, you know, in person, he's just a wonderful guy, and obviously has done a tremendous job of helping develop Twins minor leaguers, which is, you know, pretty cool.
There it is. All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Enjoy the hoops tonight. And always a pleasure to talk with you. And if I need you next Wednesday, we'll let you know.
Well, I'm hoping Mark might join me next week or some week here.
If you're going to be there, I could very well be there, Jeff.
All right.
Watch out for the 800.
First scores lights on me, Duker.
So, all right, man.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Quick break. We'll come back, assemble the panel, and we'll pick some games with Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Big fitness.
That's what you get.
Small price.
That's what you want.
So join iGym now and pay no dues till 2023. Plus, sign up for their VIP Plus membership for only $1 down. Work out when and where you want.
With 24/7 access to all iGym locations.
Personal training.
Functional turf space.
Group exercise classes.
Massage chairs.
Infrared saunas.
And so much more.
Sign up now at igymia.com and pay no dues till 2023. iGym. Two locations in Cedar Rapids and in Tiffin. Big fitness.
Small price. Price.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
The holidays come but once a year, and Master Force is here to spread some cheer. With drivers and drills and blades and bits, from sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. Hurry now for deals on Masterforce, because these savings end December 24th.
Back with you in the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Friday edition of the show. Coming your way from the Circus Sports Iowa Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As we have gathered the panel for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, it is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And a chance for somebody out there, one of our great listeners, who has not played in the last 3 weeks, by the way, to get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And Spencer has joined us, Mark across the way, and we bring in Dave Alec from Emil's here. How you doing, sir?
Fine. Hello, everyone.
I got you, Dave, last week, man.
Yes, you did.
I barely nudged you out. Barely.
I can't remember the game, but...
That's all right.
I had an island game, but that was okay for me.
Mark, go ahead and lead us off here.
Yeah, Dave, Navy would have helped you a little bit.
That was the game. Yeah.
That's the one I won with, because I was the only one to pick Army.
All right. Yep. Scott went 5-1, Dave 4-2, and Spencer and I played along. The order this week will be Scott, followed by me, Dave, and then Spencer. Pardon. A dandy lineup of games this week. I know you enjoyed them, Dave, but at any rate, Saturday, the Fenway Bowl, It'll match up Cincinnati and Louisville. We're going to do it as a pick 'em, Scott. You're up first.
This is a first for me because instead of just taking a look at, and I think this goes for all the bowl games, because you don't know who's playing, who's not playing, and whatnot, but I went by videos today as far as Twitter videos for these two teams, and the one that stood out to me was the one when Luke Fickell was leaving Cincinnati. They were not a happy bunch. I'm riding Louisville based on that. That's it. That's my logic.
Yeah, it's a game of interim coaches, right?
Yes.
We got interim coaches on both sides. A lot of opt-outs, which makes this, I think, all the more difficult to pick. But I am going to go with Louisville here as well. Dave.
This is the first matchup between these two teams since 2013. Coach Satterfield left Louisville for Cincinnati. The Cardinals get Coach Brom from Purdue. The Bearcats gave up 20 points per game this year. Their defense had 34 sacks and got 16 turnovers. Louisville gave up 20 points per game. Their defense had 42 sacks and turned their opponents over 28 times. They were also 10th in the nation in red zone defense. I'm along with you guys with Louisville.
Oh, all the pressure on Spencer.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to go to Bearcat Island. I'm probably going to crash and burn epically, but at this point in the pick six, I really don't care. The key for me, Malik Cunningham, fine quarterback for Louisville, not playing in the game. Louisville did not play well when he did not play. So I'm going to say he's the X factor, and therefore Cincinnati wins.
Second game up, and I will lead it off. It is the Las Vegas Bowl, played tomorrow. Oregon State and Florida. Oregon State favored by 10.5 points. Whenever Florida's involved, I always ask myself, do they really want to be there? I don't know what it is about Florida, but they're down to their third quarterback. Richardson's out for Florida, fine quarterback. And I was impressed with Oregon State in the game against Oregon, about the only one I watched. But although it seems like a big line, I'm going to ride with Oregon State here. Dave.
Oregon State put together a great season this year. Florida barely made it into the game with a 6-6 record. The Gators are going to be missing key players in this game, which will leave them at a big disadvantage. The Beavers were 9-3 this year and will have more of their starting players in this game. They were a much better team for much of the season. Give me Oregon State to win and cover.
Spencer.
Yeah, with Florida having so much out, I mean, normally, you know, you see an SEC team, I mean, whenever is an SEC team 10-point underdogs to a Pac-12 school, that seems crazy in its own right. You consider how many players are out for Florida. I'm going to ride the Beaver train as well. I just feel like they're the better team. They got more players there, and they might want to be there, like you said.
SEC, Pac-12. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think they're going to keep it within 10.5. So I'll stick. And I think Billy Napier is going to make him play. I think he's going to make him play. And this is not the Gators of old. So I think they're going to keep it close. I'll take Florida.
All right. That's one reason Scott's leading the season standings.
Yeah.
Dave, you are up first in game three. It is the New Mexico Bowl. I think a really good matchup. SMU favored by 3.5 against Brigham Young.
Question marks around this game. BYU has only a small coaching staff running their defense, as several of the assistants followed Ed Lamb to Northern Colorado. Another problem, the Cougars could also be sending out an inexperienced quarterback. SMU will need to find a way to replace its most productive offensive player, Racy Rice. He had 10 touchdowns on 96 catches this season. There's a lot of buzz in the BYU locker room as they are going to the Big 12 next year. BYU has played a tougher schedule, which included Baylor, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Boise State, and Stanford. the New Mexico Bowl is played in Albuquerque, and its elevation should also favor BYU. I'll take the Cougars and the points here in a close game.
Spencer.
Tough one to pick. I'm kind of throwing darts at the dartboard here. I'll go SMU. I feel like they're slightly better in my eyes. I think they're favored for a reason, so I will go SMU.
Scott. Right.
Remember when the New Mexico Bowl let off all the bowls? The Gilgen or Gildan?
Gildan. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Gildan,
yeah,
New Mexico
when
Bowl.
Edwards was a coach at
yeah.
BYU.
Yeah, and Eric Dickerson played for SMU and drove a car he got from A&M. BYU's played tougher competition. I'm with Dave. I'm going with the Cougars.
I hate the hook in this game, but I think SMU is the better football team. And I will join Spencer. And is that a good idea?
We're
joining each other.
Yeah. Each other at the bottom.
Let's get her done, Spencer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Confidence.
All right. SMU. Game four. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
We got Fresno State against Washington State. Fresno State favored by 3 points, Spencer.
Yeah, Fresno State, the Mountain West champions, if I'm not mistaken, beat Boise State. Had a good season. Mountain West was not the strongest of conferences. Washington State played pretty well against Oregon, did not end up winning that game. I know they just lost their offensive coordinator to, I believe, the head coaching position in North Texas. I'm gonna roll with Washington State solely based on the fact that their head coach is a Wisconsin native, like me. So
could
we'll
be worse reasons.
Washington State, yeah. Jake Dickert, UW Stevens point grad. So there you go.
You can't beat the pointers, and I'm going with him because not only is he a Wisconsin guy, because he at his news conference had the audacity to say that this thing is terribly out of control with NIL and the transfer portal. Say it like it is. Like John Candy, I'm going for Washington State.
I am
80s
not,
movie reference, by the way.
I am not. I'm going Fresno State here. This is a team that started 1-4 and has won 8 in a row. It's on a heater. Maybe not the competition in the Pac-12, but I'm going to go with Fresno State here. Dave.
Washington State has several players missing for this game on both sides of the ball. They also lost both their offensive and defensive coordinators. Fresno State has won 8 straight games, and they have the 27th best passing game in the country. The Cougars are one of the worst teams in the country defending the pass and gave up more than 350 passing yards in each of their final 3 ball games. Give me Fresno State.
When it goes. I like when it's a split.
All right. Our final 2 games will be played on Tuesday. So we're going to be delayed in knowing the winner, maybe, of the pick 6. But the first Tuesday game, the Boca Raton Bowl. Worse places to be in December than Boca Raton.
We should do the show live from the bowl.
That'd be a good idea. I've been to Boca, and it's a fine place. But the game is Toledo against Liberty. Toledo, oh, I won't say that, but Toledo favored by 5 points.
What won't you say, Mark?
Mine, it's play-by-play.
Yeah,
guy.
I know. Too bad for our buddy Brent. Hopefully he lands on his feet somewhere. I know he will. Yeah, they got rid of him. I'm going for Liberty. I think Liberty's a better team anyway. By the way, is this played next to Del Boca Vista, where the Costant or never the Seinfelds live?
No, probably
down
not.
In Florida,
maybe.
I'm going to go with Liberty here as well, even though it has lost 3 in a row. I think the competition is better, and if you give me 5 points, I'll gladly take them. Dave,
the Rockets won their first MAC championship since 2017 with a victory over Ohio. On the other hand, Liberty jumped out to an 8-1 start, then dropped their last 3 games to UConn, Virginia Tech, and New Mexico State. I like the Rockets here to win and cover.
Toledo it is. Spencer.
Dave is a smart man. Made the point I was going to make. You lose to UConn and New Mexico State, two of your final three losses. Plus, your coach left for Auburn, Hugh Freeze. Give me the Rockets. Rock it up.
Okay, final game and the tiebreaker. I will lead it off. It's the famous Potato Bowl being played on Tuesday. San Jose State favored by 3.5 against Eastern Michigan. And the tiebreaker is the total number of points scored both teams in the Kimmel Bowl, if you recall, Fresno State and Washington State. Eastern Michigan has played a pretty good schedule. It won at Arizona State earlier in the year.
Got Herm Edwards fired.
Exactly. I like the hook here. Emu it is. Dave.
Eastern Michigan has shown the ability to run the ball successfully, and that will go a long way in this game. San Jose State is a little overrated based on their early season success. They also have not covered the spread in their last five games. The Eastern Michigan coach has yet to win a bowl game. This may be the year he turns that around. Give me the Eagles in the points here.
I forgot to give my tiebreaker number. Let me do that first so you can shade me, Dave. 53.
49.
49 it is. And Emu. Spencer.
I like Eastern Michigan. I feel like they're a better team. San Jose State coming from California, going up to pretty cold Boise, Idaho to play. And I think Chris Creighton's going to get the French fries dumped on his head at the end of the game. They did that last year, I think. They dumped a cooler of French fries on the winning coach's head. Yeah. So I will roll with the Emus, and I will shade you. I'll go 52 for my my total for the Kimmel Bowl.
Very nice. Very nice.
If you take 54, Scott, I'm not going to be happy.
No, I'm not going to do it, but I am taking Eastern Michigan because I think there's a better team.
And
I hate going with favorites in bowls. So... but I'm going to go with Eastern Michigan in this one, especially in cold weather. I don't think San Jose State's going to like that. And with cold weather, more than likely, I'm going 41. 41. There you go. All right. Those are the picks. They are locked in. And we now need four of our listeners to call in and hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. It's that simple. 319-366-1600. Give your information to Ben. If you've been a contestant over the last 3 weeks, please hold off. Allow some of our other listeners to have a crack at it. Dave, best of luck and have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. 319-366-1600. That is the number to call. And again, Ben will get your information. And best of luck to the panel as it is halftime in the Cure Bowl, 12-7 UTSA on top of Troy. Beep, beep. There you go. Guys, have a good weekend, man.
You too.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. We'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special